No.
Redskins, Eagles, oh, there he is. Man, Joe, everybody's saying, we had Joe on, he looks great. You ever get tired of being told how great you look, Joe Womack?
Look, I've always loved you, Roddy, but don't lie too much to me anymore now. Come on, buddy.
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
Hey, good morning, Canada. Welcome to the RP Show on a program we call Football Friday. And to Canadian sports fans around the world, we are live on Game Plus TV and around the world on Facebook Live. RP here, Darren DuPont there. How are you, dupes?
Good as always.
Ah, good. I see the cleaning people weren't in here, and that's fine.
Uh-oh.
We still have the remnants of the birthday party for Ben Cahoon here yesterday. The lighter and the candles.
Hey, we've been instructed. We don't touch your desk.
Good. You finally got through.
Your desk.
Only took 277 episodes. This is 278. But happy belated birthday to Ben Cahoon yesterday, who turned 48. Canadian Football Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. And that's a good place to start, by the way. Speaking of Hall of Fames, the executive director of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, Mark DeNoble, is going to be joining us on this program today, along with Hall of Famer in waiting, Kahari Jones, Montreal Alouettes head coach. He'll be joining us live from wherever Kahari's hanging his hat now. I think it's Calgary, but he's the head coach of the Alouettes. But he's teamed up talking suicide prevention during the pandemic. That's what we're going to be talking with Kahari about. And first ballot Hall of Famer, our good longtime friend Henry Burris is going to be joining us coming up real shortly in segment two. And of course, Hall of Fame writer-broadcaster John Frenzy, which always, you know, time is life's about timing.
Yep.
Right? 79-year-old Clyde Brock, offensive lineman with the Saskatchewan Roughriders, going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame yesterday. I said to Lynch, you got to tell us about Clyde Brock on the show today. He goes, he's already in the Hall of Fame. No, no, pretty sure. But he meant the plaza, right? Yeah. Which John is on the selection committee. But we're going to talk about all of the induction class. I say hello to everybody. I see people watching from the Middle East today, Ottawa, Indianapolis. Carlos LaGena writes in. He says, hello from Indianapolis, hashtag Rod Squad Roll Call. So settle in for the quick six show topics, as we affectionately call it. Hit it, Jordan. Let's go. Number one, TSN officially confirming late yesterday afternoon, Ryan Rashog, specifically their Edmonton bureau chief, that the Eskimos will be changing their name. That was a report that I made, I think, a week ago today. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Quoting an Edmonton source, that the Eskimos will be changing their name. TSN confirmed it yesterday. I can tell you a little more. The official announcement that they'll be changing the name will come down on Monday. We'll be talking about that today. Moving on to point two. The cost of changing the Eskimos team name will be an estimated $1 million. I saw somewhere on social media where people said that the Eskimos are just doing this for merchandise sales, jersey sales, hats, and so forth. Not on your life, bub. Not on your life. The Eskimos are doing this kicking and screaming. It's very similar to the way the Redskins are following this. On Monday of this week, they announced they're changing their name, but I don't really believe, as we sit here by Friday, that the Redskins have any idea what their new name's going to be, nor do the Eskimos.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think so.
No, $1 million will be the cost to change the name for the Eskimos, and they're not doing it because they want to. Moving on, point three, Kamau Peterson. You remember him.
I do.
A former Edmonton Eskimo. Kamau Peterson's been on this show, played at New Hampshire. He's living in Toronto now. He responded to a post of ours on Instagram yesterday saying, people aren't mascots, period. And I thought, wow, KP is a very intelligent, reasoned guy. But I got to think about this for a second. Hang on. Cowboys are people. Canadians are people. Like, listen, I'm not saying this glibly, but are Americans going to be offended that the Montreal Canadiens are named after Canadians? Am I, as a Canadian, going to be offended that the Tri-City Americans in the Western Hockey League are named after Americans? Because that's named after people. I'm not sure I necessarily can go along with Kamau, is what I'm saying. Furthermore, the Regina Pats are named after a World War I battalion out of this city, Canadian Armed Forces. And the soldiers, 100 years later, are still very proud that the team's named after them. So I love Kamau. I can't go along with the notion that people aren't mascots, as you see Ricky. Can we see Ricky again? The show mascot, Ricky the Iguana. Boy, did we got a lot of sprinkles of Jesus on the show. There he is for those watching. That's our mascot, Ricky the Iguana. Watch for him at summer events this year in the Iguana outfit. It's our intern, actually, Alan, the Asian sensation that wears that outfit. We're just lucky with the sprinkles of Jesus in that we named our mascot after an iguana.
Lucky.
Very lucky.
No.
What?
The iguanas aren't going to rise up and start.
We treat him very well. Brian in Vancouver's watching from the Lion's Den podcast. He says, Canucks is slang for Canadian. Oh, no. Don't. Where does it end? And by the way, you saw that, or maybe you didn't, but I did, saw the poll posted on Facebook that 78% of Inuit people polled didn't want the name Eskimo to change. This is what I was thinking about last night. The Eskimos, Monday, when they announced that they're changing their team name, it's going to be hovering over send and delete on their name. It's like, Inuit people, do you really want us to do this? Really? Because a lot of history is going to be deleted here. We're done. With the Inuit community, we're moving on to what I think will be the Edmonton Empire. Because it was done to honor them. Right?
Yeah, it was. I mean, nobody... I don't believe people created team names to disrespect anybody. But I don't know, right? I wasn't around back then. It's just something that happened over time. It has nothing to do with the people inside the organization today. They didn't create the name. They just, you know, took forward all the traditions and all of the success and all of those great things and continued to build off of them. But now there's pressure from, you know, from outside the organization to change the name.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. The one thing I will caution is everybody's upset. And if you name them the Empire or the Elk or you name them anything, you may hate the team name, but it's not going to really bother you 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now. And I just cite the Ottawa Redblacks, right? We all hated that name. We all did.
I still don't care for it. But
we don't really think about it. It just is the name.
Wait a minute. Lauren Smith is watching in Kamloops, and he says, Oilers are people working in a controversial industry. No guffed. What about the anti-pipeline people? The Oilers, that is anti-climate. Just saying. Now, I get it. I was on the radio in Charlotte, North Carolina today on Snowman in the Morning, Brian Snow.
Awesome.
And I said, you know, people want us to talk about sports. And a lot of times when we go down stupid rabbit holes in the normal pre-pandemic era, people would say, talk about sports, please. And it would just tick me off. Well, now there's no sports to talk about. So now you get the name change discussions.
Yeah.
However, point four, Friday Night Football, hashtag FNF. Tonight, computer simulation. The BC Lions, 2-3, going after their third virtual victory in a row at the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, who are 1-3, coming off their first win of the season last week at home against the Montreal Alouettes. We've got the broadcast tonight on Facebook Live. If you're watching on this Facebook Live channel right now, it'll be on this channel tonight, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, Bombers Lions. It was voted by you viewers as Canada's Game of the Week. And I got to tell you, I did my charts last night. The depth charts were provided to me by the teams.
Yep.
It's more work than I care for. But to do it right, you need to put the work in.
You do. And
Not make a fool of ourselves.
That's what Alan's working on right now. He's my researcher today.
Putting him to work for the... why not?
Why not? Getting some
what interns are for.
Getting some experience, right? And you know how you go about those game notes and finding the detailed information. And then I'll go over it this afternoon, add all my own notes. But...
right. Listen... before. Trying to move on. Nelson Hakowich, our VP of sim events, he'll be 6 feet from me tonight running the computer sim. He wrote in and said, what about the Calgary Roughnecks? That could be a derogatory term for people in the oil industry. That's what their logo is rig workers.
Mm-hmm.
So is it too late to walk it back with Eskimos? I think it's too late.
I think it is.
They've made the decision. They're announcing it on Monday, and it's going to cost them $1 million to change the name. But dang it, we're trying to talk sports here today and the computer-simulated game tonight. I had a buddy, Greg, send me a picture last night from his lake cottage. He had his feet up on the desk, had a cigar lit, and a drink poured, and he was ready to watch the sim on Thursday Night Football. He was quite upset that he had the wrong night. Evan Dom writes in from Canada West. He sent us this beautiful mini helmet. It's sliding off the page. Comments are coming in like crazy. And from Norway. Ding, 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 ding. Can you put the comment up from Evan Dom, please? From Canada West. Gents, not everyone is upset. Some people are happy to turn the page. The Grey Cup wins don't change. The commitment to the community doesn't change. Those, and heck, the colors and logo matter way more than the nickname. Hey, we're moving on. The ship has sailed. It's left the harbor. So, people, that's the one sad thing for the Edmonton Eskimos. Until Monday, we can call them that. Come Monday, we can't call them that anymore because they will be changing their name. It's sad for them because, as their broadcaster, Morley Scott, said on this program on Monday, that the Esks are darned if they do and darned if they don't. Somebody's going to be mad no matter what. Here we are. Oh, boy. Back into the cesspool of bad news. Point five today. 15 women alleged sexual harassment / misconduct against the Washington Redskins. 15 of their current staff. You didn't hear that, Lynch? Here we go. The head coach, Ron Rivera, has already come out and condemned such actions if proved true. The owner, Daniel Snyder, has hired a law firm to, I guess, investigate workplace culture there.
Yeah, but he's hiding in a tunnel or some cave somewhere overseas in the Middle East. He's not saying anything. You know, and you got Ron Rivera, the head coach. He's the one that's come out and said things.
Right.
I mean, he's only been in that position, what, 6 months in Washington? You know, he's leading the charge a little bit. And sure, that's great, and you want to see that. And especially with the Black Lives Matter movement, you know, and the whole Redskins name, he has come out and said, we need change. We need to move forward. We need to grow. And he's prompted that. But it's not his job. This is Dan Snyder's job. He's the owner. It's got to come from him. And they're just putting Ron Rivera in a tough place because he's the one that has to answer for it. And it's,
oh yeah,
it has nothing to do with him.
A couple comments from our viewers, because we're the most interactive show on television in the whole wide world. Somebody asked, Jeff, the Stampeders fan, says, does the Eskimo name come off the Grey Cup? Oh, Lynch, see, he's all ready to go here with his thoughts. That's up to the CFL. That's up to the Canadian Football Hall of Fame, who owns the trophy. I wouldn't want to tackle that one. Somebody else asked, will the name Eskimos be removed from the Sim season? As of Monday, probably yes. We don't want to offend anybody. We don't. Would you agree with that? Come Monday, it'll just be Edmonton.
This is the one issue I have with like the cancel culture and ripping the statues down or scratching the name off of it. I think that name started out of
respect.
Respect, sure. So show that. It's part of our history that it was there, and then all of a sudden it wasn't respectful. And we made the change, and the league evolved, the league grew, and I think that's a good part of history as we educate the next group, that now, you know, the narrative is controlled by the conquerors, right? We talked about that earlier, that the conquerors control the narrative. They will write history, and that we've conquered, and we've grown, and we've evolved, and we've, you know, we're not disrespectful anymore. That's what matters, and yeah, I don't think you need to erase it off the cup.
If they took it off the cup, I could see my good friends from Eskimo history, Terry Vaughn, Giz, if they removed it, going, now I'm offended. Does it matter that past players are offended? And everybody's wondering, what's Rod got on his face? It is point six of my quick six show topics. Kings Park Speedway kicks off their season this weekend, Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 2 p.m. And I've been brought in as a celebrity, drop the green flagger. If that's the they must have a name for the guy that waves the flag.
Yeah, I don't know what his name. He's in the tower. He's the flagman, right?
The flagman.
I think Jordan can correct me.
The flagman?
Woohoo!
Director Jordan, who will be out there filming it, just told me in my ear that it's the flagman.
Perfect.
So I am the celebrity flagman for Kings Park Speedway. They dropped by my house this morning and dropped off this wonderful golf shirt today. I'm all in on the racing, and I got to say, Rob Vanstone, I'll take this off now. Our good friend Rob Vanstone was out at the track last night. Legendary columnist from the Regina Leader Post taking. Did you see the photo of him on the track?
I missed that one.
There's one thing about racing. It looked majestic with the sunlight on the pavement of the track. Go look it up. It looked great. So anyways, go follow their social media channels, Kings Park Speedway on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. They got all the details on this weekend's races because there is social distancing measures, limited capacity seating. So yeah, it's just outside of town, northeast of the city. Those are our quick six show topics, but a couple other things. Yesterday's rock star of the day, finished in a tie again. We've never had a tie ever until this week, and it's happened twice. And yesterday was a tie. Nashville Predators goalie Connor Ingram and Sportsnet's Arash Madani each had 31% of the vote to tie.
Wow.
How do you like that?
Wow.
They both brought the sizzle. The poll winner of the question yesterday was Corey Sheets, who's the second best Rider running back of all time. I'm just going to tell you, Corey Sheets was the winner. Set a Grey Cup record for rushing yards, 197 here in 2013. We don't have a poll question today. So, as we are fond of doing, we're going to have a poll to decide what to have for a poll. So again, viewer participation, Facebook wall, write in on the comments or the Prairie Mobile text line. It is open, 306-840-8777. Can you please give us a poll question that you think would fit? Because we've come up with everything. Who got snubbed from the Hall of Fame? We did that last week. Ken Austin won.
Yep.
Would you welcome major leaguers flying into your city as road teams? We already did that. Would you want your city to be a hub city in pro sports? Over 70% said yes. So if you got some, and not doing potential Eskimo names, potential Edmonton names, not doing that. So come up with this. And lastly, my commentary of the day is coming early.
Okay.
Lucky you. I'm in a bit of a disagreement with Sportsnet's Arash Madani and TSN's Dave Naylor about the peril the CFL faces if they don't play in 2020. I do believe out of sight, out of mind is a thing. We've said it many times on this show. There's a reason cliches have been around for so long. They work. Yeah. They're true. Out of sight, out of mind. So with fans now turning their attention to other leagues, other things, other activities. RV sales are through the roof. Boat sales through the roof. Campers, camping supplies through the roof. There's finding other things to do. And now we're hearing advertisers pouring their money into NFL broadcasts on Sunday, pouring their money into NHL broadcasts, radio and television across this country, money that they would have prior put into the Canadian Football League broadcasts. These are now the advertising dollars, not to mention what's coming from the consumers. Ticket buying. What are you watching? Oh, they're not on TV. I'll watch something else. So I'm going to respectfully not change my mind with Arash Madani and Dave Naylor, but I would suggest broadcasters don't understand business. And it's like Bob Irving, the voice of the Blue Bombers, saying that any CFL team that welcomes an NFL game in their stadium should have their franchise revoked. Couple months later, they're hosting, who was it, Oakland Green Bay.
Yep.
Made $900,000 for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers bottom line. Broadcasters don't understand business. It's a serious threat if the CFL doesn't play in 2020. And I see Brett Lowther telling CTV, the Riders kicker and player rep, they are not even in the same ballpark to play in 2020. Get ready for no CFL. Henry Burris coming up. Kahari Jones and Mark Denoble. This has been the rollout for Flooring Superstores. You're watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Don't wait. Do it right now. Cheers to the 16 guys who never back down. And to the smooth, refreshing beer with a real beer taste. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Hey, honey, can you get one of the kids to show me how this Twitter thing works? Honey, I need to get on Instagram. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Just ahead of CFL great and Canadian Football Hall of Famer Henry Burris. One thing, guys, can we get on this? Producer Clark, I like the suggestion from Alan, our intern, for today's poll question for Capital Automall Universal Collision Center. If the CFL had a video game, who would be on the cover? Who should be on the cover? Bo Levi Mitchell, Cody Fajardo, Andrew Harris, or Mike Riley? Oh. Who would you vote for, Lynch?
Cody, of course.
Cody, of course. The Saskatchewan quarterback.
Yeah, right on.
Just ahead of Hall of Fame writer, broadcaster John Frenzy. Here's your morning sports update. Ontario Premier Doug Ford says he's looking forward to the Toronto Blue Jays playing at Rogers Centre this season after a member of his government said the Major League Baseball team has been given the green light to play games at home. The federal government, however, hasn't yet approved the plan. Come on, Justin. We want the Blue Jays at Rogers Centre this year. Zion Williamson left the New Orleans Pelicans on Thursday to attend to what the club described as an urgent family medical matter. Williamson, the NBA's top overall draft choice last summer, intends to rejoin the team in Orlando for the resumption of the season. And Ayo Akinola scored 3 goals, and Toronto FC beat Canadian rival Montreal 4-3 Thursday in the MLS's back tournament. Akinola leads all players in the tourney with 5 goals. The teams combined for 5 goals in the opening half of the Wild game played at the ESPN Wide World of Sports at Walt Disney World. Safir Tater converted 2 penalty kicks for the Impact, who are winless in the tourney. This sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Saskatchewan's newest entertainment destination. Our arcade games and batting cages are officially open. No reservation necessary. And for Red Bull Canada, Red Bull gives you wings. Producer Clark, let me know when Hank is ready. But on this induction class from the Canadian Football Hall of Fame yesterday, here is the class. Clyde Brock, Fred Childress, 2 offensive linemen, Henry Burris, of course, Greg Vavra, Canadian University star quarterback, plus, I believe, up until Brandon Bridge was the last Canadian quarterback to start a game in the CFL and win, and Larry Utek. Does that got them all? I believe it does. John Frenzy.
Great bunch, eh?
It is always when you're talking about Hall of Fame classes, but tell me what I need to know and what our viewers should know about Clyde Brock and why it took so long for him to get into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. He's 79.
I can't believe he's not in the Hall of Fame. Just can't believe it. It's ridiculous. And he says, of course, he's in the Rough Rider Hall of Fame. He should be in the Canadian Hall of Fame. Great football player. 6'7", 320 pounds, came to the Rough Riders here from the San Francisco 49ers back in 1965. And he was around for 7 years. He was an all-star. He's a leader. He's big. He's tough. He's fast. He's a good guy. Really a good guy. Really a team guy. A guy you like. He worked in Regina at the General Hospital. So he was a member of the city. Everybody got to know him. He was a real friendly guy and a guy you'd love to talk to. And he really liked to play for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So I'm really surprised that he isn't in now. He's been in the Western Conference Hall of Fame, of course, and the Saskatchewan Hall of Fame, and the CFL Hall of Fame for years. But how he hasn't been in the main Hall of Fame for the CFL team is beyond me. I don't understand.
Okay. Clyde Brock, now you know the rest of the story. We're awaiting Henry Burris, and I want to say this, and I'd prefer to say it before Henry gets on, because it'll make him blush. But when I heard he was going into the Hall of Fame yesterday, I didn't think about what everybody else is thinking about. They're thinking about him lifting the Grey Cup over his head. 08 as a starter with Calgary. 2016 with the Ottawa Red Blacks, ending a 40-year franchise drought. You know what I thought about Lynch?
What?
The struggles.
Oh, yeah.
His clashes with Roy Shivers, his clashes right. with Ken Austin and Marcel Desjardins, and him overcoming all of these struggles to become a champion multiple times over.
That's right.
That's what's putting him in the Hall of Fame, folks. Because there are quarterbacks that have won Grey Cups that are not in the Hall of Fame. It's not just about that. It's overcoming what all Henry's struggled in his life. And people don't see that. Unless you stop and think about it.
Yeah, that's terrific. He had so many. I don't know why he did. His personality, I guess. He's a great guy. He will challenge authority. But he's a winner. The big thing about I liked about him, he's a winner. He made the big plays. Look what he did in Ottawa. Got a great cup for them. Look what he did in Saskatchewan. He was a leader with the Rough Riders. The guy is a heck of a football player. He's been a leader. Every team he's been on, he's been a leader of that team as a quarterback. And he's been a great man in the town, in the community. In Ottawa, after he was through winning the Grey Cup there a couple of years ago, he stayed along in Ottawa, and he had his own morning show in Ottawa for a couple of years. Right?
Yeah, and on the TSN panel. He's everything you want.
On the TSN panel. I mean, all what you'd want. And he's a really dedicated guy, cares about the CFL, travels across the league, being on the panel now. I'm thinking he's still on the panel this year. And he's just a tremendous guy, great personality. He really cares about the CFL.
Okay, moving on. People, you should sit in my chair. Lynch does these monologues and sees himself on the screen. It's like you're mesmerized by yourself. You just keep talking, which is fine, but we do have a time restraint here. And by the way, I don't know, is Henry Burris, what's the deal? He hasn't even connected yet? He's logging in right now. Oh, man. Because I wanted your take, Lynch, on the fact that we're into week six of the CFL season and the players haven't been paid yet. Clearly, my thoughts were aired yesterday on this program, and now the players are all grasping onto it since that show. In the time till we get connected with Hank here, your thoughts on the fact that the players are the only ones in the CFL not being paid right now?
Unbelievable. Terrible. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. I mean, we're trying to straighten things out, get the league going this year. We've got to put all the positive things out there on the line. And the biggest one, one of the biggest, the top, the players, they haven't been paid for this year. I can't believe it.
I don't know if you saw the CTV story with Saskatchewan Rough Riders player Brett Lowther last night, and I read it online this morning, that he says they are nowhere in the same ballpark, the CFL and the Players Association. They've got a week to decide.
Yeah.
Officially a week. Right? Is it next Thursday?
Yeah.
It's not looking like there's going to be CFL football.
No. I don't know how there's going to be CFL football this year, and it really upsets me. You know my ordeal. I've done it several times on this station. It's unfortunate. We love that game. So many people love it. I can't walk down the street without three or four people talking to me, stopping me, asking me what's going on. They want to know what's going on. When's it going to happen? What's going on? They love this football team. They love it when Saskatchewan. That's all we got here as a major sport, Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And this year, we were going to have a top-notch team.
Yes.
Favorite to win the Grey Cup.
I got to stop you right there. The Saskatchewan Rush and Saskatchewan Rattlers would dispute that point, but I know what you're saying. We got to bring on Hank now. Smile on Hank, and I want to be not the first to congratulate him on his Hall of Fame induction, but the latest. How you doing, Hank? How's it feel to be a Hall of Famer?
Oh, man, it's surreal. I mean, we're on cloud nine over here, Rod, and we're really enjoying this moment. Thank you so much, big man.
You know, I got to say this, Henry. The first thing that I thought about when I heard of your induction wasn't the accolades. It was the struggles. And I've known you since almost day one, since you came into the Canadian Football League. Do you think that people don't know that or they overlook that? It has not been easy for you. And that's why I'm the happiest for you. And you know what I'm talking about.
Well, thank you so much. I mean, it just seemed like regardless of you know, some of the achievements that we had, it always came to that crossroads where you end up feeling like, am I being appreciated, you know, with the value that we help add to different organizations? You know, what's going on? Do they not understand my value? But you know what? My dad, he's overcame so many odds. And I was thankful to have my father in my life, you know, because he wasn't allowed to play Major League Baseball because of the color of his skin. And he taught me how to be defiant and overcoming those odds and always stay focused on the prize at the end of the journey. And so for me, whenever I was traded from Calgary, or even when I signed from Saskatchewan and went to Calgary, you know, I had to stay focused on the prize. And even for me, as hard as it was to leave Calgary, you know, 2 years later, I was in a Grey Cup with Hamilton, then cut. And then 2 years later, I was in a Grey Cup with Ottawa before, you know, winning the 1 year three. And then my career was over. So, like you mentioned, I've been through so many different things, but I kept my focus on the prize. And now to be here in this moment where I'm the 21st first ballot Hall of Fame player inducted since 1909, I'm mind blown right now, guys.
You should be, and you deserve it. But John Frenzy's just itching to ask you questions. So here's the Hall of Fame rider broadcast.
Great time.
Go ahead, Frenzy.
Great seeing you again.
Love his voice.
Congratulations,
great seeing you, buddy.
Congratulations. I got to go a little bit off here. I'm really concerned about the future of the CFL. I don't know if they're working hard on it to get it formulated, to bring it all together or some kind of plan, but everybody I talk to in this city, and you know what this city's like, people are going crazy about this thing. No answers, but they love their football team. The guys have gone, like I have, 50 years without football. We're used to having football. It's so big. It's so important about in our lifetime in Regina. I just wonder, what do you hear about? What's going to happen? Is there anything going to happen at all?
Well, if anything's going to happen, we need money to do it. And right now, where's the money going to come from? Because me being here in Ottawa, all the talk's about Trudeau's taking care of the Trudeau's and the Morneau's taking care of the Morneau's. So as long as they're looking inward and taking care of their tight circle, nobody on the outside is going to be affected. And it's a shame because I know if I'm a part of the federal government, I'm focusing more on the fabric of what makes Canadians Canadians. And the thing is, the only professional-based league, as far as that was based out of Canada, is the Canadian Football League. So why not take care of all the jobs that you know, scour our entire country from coast to coast? Why not take care of the game that has one of the best spectacles that everybody awaits each year, known as the Grey Cup? Why not help that out? Why not invest into that? Because we're talking thousands and thousands of jobs and a few billion dollars that can be injected into our economy from coast to coast. If I'm an economist, if it's all about dollars and cents, then those dollars do make sense. And right now the dollars are being put in the wrong area, because if I ran a company and I mismanaged, that's my fault. That's my fault. And in order for the government to bail us out, it's all based on friendships. But right now, as we can tell, the Trudeaus, I guess they just aren't big fans of the CFL.
Well, you've just been racked rock star of the day, rant of the day. Way to go, Henry. Brought to you by Bronco Plumbing and Heating. But to the funner stuff, Hank, some of the viewers have written in and they want to know, if this was baseball, you'd have to pick a ball cap to be going into Cooperstown. So if you were picking a cap, what would you be wearing going into Hamilton, into the Hall of Fame?
Well, you know, my blood pumps green, it pumps Calgary red, it pumps Hamilton yellow. But I'm wearing the Red Blacks hat in there.
There it is!
Ottawa, yes, Ottawa needs representation in the Hall of Fame. I mean, there's a lot of Stampeders. There's a number of Rough Riders. There's a number of Ticats in the Hall of Fame. But there's nobody wearing the Red Blacks color. And to be a part of helping change the narrative after 40 years of waiting for a championship here in the capital city, to help change people's lives and give them hope in this city. And now, even guys, it's like Regina here. When I go to a grocery store, people are crying saying thank you. So in order to know you had that impact on one given market, one given city, hey, there's no doubt I have to go in any other color than red and black.
I should have known you'd have an answer. Very polished answer, too, by the way. Okay, Frenzy, one more. What else you got?
What are you doing now? What are you doing now these days?
Well, for me, of course, I'm working with the CFL on TSN as a panelist and doing some analyst work, also play by play. Of course, my wife and I, we continue to give back to charities. I work with a number of different foundations here in Ottawa, as far as from an ambassador standpoint and speaking on that behalf. I do a lot of motivational speaking, which keeps me actually very busy. And then, of course, my wife and I, we have a number of different things all slated to give back to kids, helping to improve education as far as in some of the lower economic areas here where there just aren't the resources and the tools to help kids out. And we just want to help young men and women have the same opportunities that we all did, guys, to live out our dreams, because it always took somebody else to help us out in order to reach our goals. And that's what we're trying to do, create that presence in young kids' lives.
Way to go, Hank. And you're going to be a success no matter what you do. You always are. By the way, welcome to the world of, well, you've been in public life forever, but Stampeders fans have just written in and said, well, that's disappointing. A Vancouver guy just wrote in and said, all respect, Hank, but that's a low blow to Trudeau, blah, blah, blah. So listen, continue to speak your truth, Hank, because that's going to be your ticket. And my wife said to me, when I said that you were coming on the air today, she's like, was Henry still mad at you about that 2010s thing? I said, Hank and I got the kind of relationship that can withstand stuff like that. Am I right?
Hey, we're better than you and Bo. I can always promise you that.
Doesn't take much.
Rod, you know you're my guy. You know you're my guy always.
All right, Hank, congratulations.
You're giving me a hard time.
You betcha. Hey, love you, buddy.
Thanks so for having me, brother.
Have a great weekend. Thanks, and congrats again.
Hey, definitely. You too. Thanks a lot. And John, always great hearing your voice, buddy.
Thank you much, buddy.
All right. The smiling one, Henry Burris, joining us from Ottawa with, wow, we're dropping bombs all over the place.
Is he impressive or what?
So impressive. You do whatever he puts his mind to.
Yep. Fantastic.
And I'll say that they tell me that Kahari's with us and he's going to come up after the break. But I talk about Hank's clashes with Roy Shivers here and Ken Austin in Hamilton, and Marcel Desjardins in Ottawa. But, you know, he overcame all those things. And then I think about that knee injury in the 2016 Grey Cup that we didn't even get into. Yeah. I'm going to tell you something. Henry Burris's induction speech at the Canadian Football Hall of Fame induction night will rival Michael Irvin's. It'll rival some of the greatest induction speeches you've ever heard.
Oh, I didn't doubt that.
I'll tell you that right now.
Great speaker.
And
great
I can't
speaker.
Wait. I hope I'm there for
and
it.
And a great guy. Eh? What a fabulous man.
From our summer student, Max, Mad Max, one of the most well-spoken professionals I've ever heard. Congrats on induction, Hank. He seems very at peace and very happy that interview with
he
that.
Sure
because
does.
He's been fighting with a chip on his shoulder his whole life. And in a way, I hope that it stays there forever.
And I want him to stay in Ottawa forever. In the Canadian Football League. And you do too.
Yes, I do. Listen, another first ballot Hall of Fame human being, Kahari Jones, joins us next, the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes. And we're talking about a topic that you may not expect. Hang on. You are watching the RP Show across North America on Game Plus TV and watching and listening around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website, IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
People donate blood for moments like this.
But there are lots of reasons why Canada's Lifeline needs donors every day.
Like the fact that someone with leukemia can need up to 8 units of blood a week.
Or that donated blood lasts no longer than 42 days. offer to help new moms and babies, like Henry.
There's lots of reasons to donate blood. That's why we need donors every day.
The need for blood is constant. Join Toyota and our Toyota dealers in supporting Canada's Lifeline.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
Send us your opinions now. We won't victimize you unless you really deserve it. Now, back to your host, Rod Peterson.
Hey, welcome back to the program, everybody. Can you guys find that comment from Jeff the Stamps fan, by the way, on Henry's comments? We've had breaking news on the show today. Henry Burris is going into the Canadian Football Hall of Fame as an Ottawa Red Black, and he explained the reasons why. Jeff the Stamps fan says, I don't want to sound combative, but that is going to hurt his legacy in Calgary, where the great quarterback list is large, so it will make him easy to forget. Just saying. So Calgary-ish. We're talking about... Flutie and Bo Levi standing atop the quarterback mountain, then Garcia, then Dickinson. Hank wasn't even named.
That's right.
So now you know why he's going in as a Red Black. I'm standing by Hank, as I always do. Kahari Jones, you all know who he is. I'm just going to read his resume again as a player. The Albany Firebirds. Did you know that, John?
Yes, I did.
Right. Scottish Claymores, BC Lions, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Calgary Stampeders, Edmonton Eskimos, Hamilton Tiger Cats, Eskimos again, Blue Bombers, won the 101st Grey Cup. Oh, he's sitting here listening as I read it all off. How you doing, Kahari? I'll just be a minute. Coaching in Hamilton, Montreal, BC, and played at UC Davis, of course, at a product of Hammond, Indiana. How you doing, my man?
I'm great. How you doing?
Good. It's good to see you, but... we'll save the football talk for the end. As soon as your PR company or Living Works Education reached out to us and said, would you mind putting Kahari on to talk about suicide prevention, I jumped right into the deep end because I do work as a mental health professional when I leave here every day, and I know how important it is, Kahari. So can you talk about the message that Living Works Education is getting out there and what made you attracted to it and wanted to be part of it?
Yeah, well, no, it's great. I started with them years ago, and it was 14 years ago after I had finished playing. I was broadcasting and I was doing some acting, and I got an acting job, and it was with Living Works as a Safe Talk trainer. And it started out as an acting job, but it ended up so much more than that because I was talking about suicide and suicide prevention. And there were things that I could, that paralleled my life, you know, with people that I know and family members that either attempted or died by suicide. And so I did that training session. It went, and they're still using it to this day. And so I still see people on the street that say, hey, I saw you as a Living Works trainer. And it really makes me proud to know that I was able to contribute in that way. And now what we're doing is I've kind of teamed up with them again. And there's a program called Living Works Start. And it teaches people how to talk to individuals that are considering suicide. And I think it's just a brilliant program. I've gone through them. It's interactive. The acting is so well done. And it just gives you the tools that you need to be able to talk to someone, to tune into to what they're saying, to ask things directly, to state that the thoughts of suicide are serious and to connect for help. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about teaming up with them. And I think it's one of those things that, you know, people just don't talk about in normal life. But it needs to be talked about. Suicide is a big problem, not only in Canada, but in the world.
Well, Kahari, I hope that you can send me some of that information when the show's over. And I'm learning a lot about you, and you're learning a little bit about me here today. And viewer Mohammed Rayhan writes in and says, wow. Like, that's jaw-dropping stuff. And I'll just say this. We've had a record number of drug overdoses in this province since the pandemic began. As a matter of fact, all of 2020. And we sit there and people say, was it on purpose? Did they take their own life? Or was it an accidental overdose? Mm-hmm. And the answer is, we don't know. They're dead. It's too late.
Yeah.
We didn't talk about this beforehand. So I obviously know the importance of suicide prevention. Do you have anything else on that before we get into a little football talk?
Yeah, well, no. I think the biggest thing that I want to just encourage people to do is go to the Living Works site, find Living Works Start, and that's a great place to go. It's very low cost, and a lot of the money goes to a good cause as well. But it will give you the tools to be able to speak to somebody, because a lot of times we just don't face. So I hope people, I just want to encourage people to go to Living Works and find Living Works Start and go through the program. It's about a 90-minute program, and I think it can save someone's life. So there's nothing bigger than that.
90 minutes to save a life? I think we'd all do that. Now, Kahari, I've mentioned many times with you, I treasured my time at Touchdown Atlantic last year watching the Alouettes and the Argos, and I knew you, I felt like you guys were going to win the game from the vibe that I got off the Owls, and the tone was set by you. So because you're so serious about mental health, let me ask you, I know a lot of head coaches, a lot of people in sport that don't take mental health seriously of their players. You obviously do. Mm-hmm. How much is that a part of the way you go about your job?
It's a big part. It really is. It's something that I know when guys are feeling good, they play good. And that's what I knew as a player. That was who I was. The guys, I want to treat them all as individuals. I want to get to know them. And so I think that was a big cause for our success maybe last year, is that, you know, we got intimate with each other. We learned about each other. I did a thing before practice where before meetings, where guy would get up and speak about himself for, you know, 45 seconds to a minute. And it was great. Just some of the things that came out, some of the things that know about them, and it really brought us closer together. And my big thing was, I really wanted open door policy. Some people say they have an open door policy, but you can ask anybody. My door was never closed. You know, I always wanted players to come in. I always wanted that interaction with the guys. And when we got into tough situations, which we did a lot last year, I think that kind of shone through, that the guys trusted in each other and trusted in me to do the right thing by them.
Okay, last one for you, Kahari, and it's a dirty one, I'm sorry, but do you think we'll be playing in 2020? Sorry.
I do. I remain positive about it. I really do. I think that the league is going to come together. We're going to figure something out. You know, the CFL has survived so many different things, as you know, everybody remembers Saskatchewan being filled up and the stands being filled. But I remember when I first got into the league, and it was tough there. It was tough in Winnipeg. There were teams that were on the brink, BC. Everybody has had problems. Now it's a whole league problem. So I'm hoping the league can really come together and the players, the coaches, the front office, everybody, and just figure out a solution to get some games in this year and give people something to cheer about in this pandemic year. But I still remain hope until they say that we're not playing, then I'm planning to play, and we're just going to keep moving forward.
Awesome stuff. Well, listening to you would be hard not to be positive. So, Kahari, thanks for the time. Appreciate what you're doing here with Living Works, and keep in touch. Good luck getting on the field this year.
Thanks a lot, and I love your show. You're doing an awesome job, man.
Thank you, Kahari. I appreciate it. Kahari Jones checking in from Calgary, the head coach of the Montreal Alouettes. And I got to say this. He just talked about frenzy in the time that we have left in this segment, the finances of the league, and it's a problem league-wide. You and I talked about this on the car ride up here. People don't understand, don't believe this serious of a financial situation.
They don't think. It's happened so many times. The league has said it's desperate. Things are bad, real tight. Don't know if they can make it for the year. And they have, over and over again. So now, once again, people are saying, the league will pull through. The riders will pull through. The whole league will pull through, which is unfortunate because it's really a critical situation this year. Really, the situation has never been as bad as it is right now.
You're right.
How do you get that message across? And they say, oh, that's Lynch just talking again. no, but that's right. But
I know. Pause. Time out. Okay. We're going to break and come back and get into a viewer takeover. It's a lot of people's favorite time of the show. You can comment on the Facebook wall, Prairie Mobile text line 306-840-8777. And I got to mention, the show is brought to you by Bidzy. Do you have a job and don't know who to contact? Bidzy it. Do you own a business and want to be alerted of nearby customers? Bidzy it. Big or small, Bidzy connects businesses and people to jobs. Post your project on Bidzy.com for free today. Viewer takeover coming up next. It's a Friday morning, Football Friday, on the Rod Peterson Show. You're watching across North America on Game Plus TV and listening and watching around the world on the Rod Peterson Broadcasting Network.
You got something to say? You want to add to this show?
You can still chime in from wherever you are in the comment section. As a matter of fact, we encourage that.
What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call
Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions is Saskatchewan's only full-service supply chain company. Strategic sourcing, PO creation, and order expediting, VMI and vending solutions, and free delivery are just a few of the supply chain services we provide. If your company needs it, Rockstar Supply Chain Solutions can get it for you. Price, quality, service, Rockstar Supply Chain Solution is helping Saskatchewan companies buy better.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming of the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
Does this look familiar? Your fans deserve an incredible arena experience. It's time for an upgrade. Stunning graphics. Revenue opportunities are just the beginning with our in-venue display systems and scoring technology. Let us help you find the best solution for your facility. DDG. Always delivering the best fan experience. Find us at ddgregina.com.
Building a deeper connection with our fans by putting them in the show. It's a new era of sports talk. The Rod Peterson Show airs from 10 to noon, Monday to Friday on Facebook Live. Join the conversation today and tune in. Online, on your phone, at home, at work. Follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. And subscribe on YouTube for all the content you want to watch. Did you know you can catch all the best moments from the show on all our social media platforms? Now, back to the studio with Rod.
All right, welcome back to the program, everybody. Football Friday, live on Game Plus TV. Over a million homes across Canada. I am wearing a Kings Park Speedway golf shirt. It's a gift from the crew at official Kings Park Speedway. The season opening races are this weekend, Saturday, 7 p.m., Sunday, 2 p.m. I'll be dropping the green flag Sunday. Canada's toughest mayor, Pat Fiacco, will be dropping the green flag on Saturday night. And you love Pat Fiacco, don't you, Lynch?
Sure do.
He's a winner all the way.
He sure is a winner all the way. Makes the big plays.
I got that from you. The poll question today for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center. If the CFL had a video game, who would be on the cover? Your options, Bo Levi Mitchell, Cody Fajardo, Mike Riley, or Andrew Harris. Leading the vote, Andrew Harris. Love it. The reigning CFL Grey Cup Most Outstanding Player and Most Outstanding Canadian. And because those Bombers are up and awake and alert, those fans will tell you that tonight on the Facebook Live channel, The Rod Peterson Show, will be broadcasting Friday Night Football. BC Lions, Winnipeg Blue Bombers, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain. This is a computer-generated game. Last week's broadcast had 25,000-plus viewers of the Riders and the Argos. Saskatchewan won at 16-10. You can take the poll down, fellas. From the Prairie Mobile text line here in the viewer takeover segment regarding team names, I said the Oilers could be viewed as anti-climate. Dang it! I'm offended. Wayne in Victoria writes in and says, "Hi, Rod, I think the PC police are out of control. You make a good point about the Oilers." And Dupes is also correct that once the name change is made, people will get used to it. Again, I mentioned earlier on in the program that I've heard it will cost the Edmonton Eskimos $1 million to change the team name. And they'll be announcing on Monday officially that they are. And don't think they're doing it for merchandise sales, as I foolishly read on Twitter. Give me a break. Anonymous texter from the 316 writes in and says, "I think you are right about Naylor's message, Rod. As for not paying CFL players, I would think most owners would take the position that with all that the governments on both sides of the border have come up with many programs to support people who make more than CFLers. One would think that if people that make more than CFL players are on CERB, the owners would defer that responsibility. Of course, with everything so politicized, I think this and Naylor's signaling isn't quite an honest discourse." People aren't being honest right now? Huh? Wow. Next thing you're going to tell me, there's no Santa Claus. From Metal Shingle Guy. Writes in at 840-8777. "If the CFL says we are not playing, the federal government will need to support players under CERB, won't they? And will players become free agents? I will caution you this. Let's burn that bridge when we get there. The season has not been called yet, John."
Right.
So as we end hour one here with a minute to go, and the last word is yours, I will cut you off if you go past a minute. Are we playing?
I want to say so badly we are. I logically think, no, all the things you put together we've talked about for so long the last month. There's no logical reason for them to play, but I think emotion will take over at the last minute. There will be an announcement. They are not going to play. They can't do it. They just can't find the money. There'll be a hue and cry across the country, and Canada will come alive as a nation, and we'll work something out, and yes, we'll come up with a schedule beginning September 7th. About a 6 or 7 game schedule. The Grey Cup game will be played in November. And it'll be at the home of the winning team, the best team with the best record. So I believe Saskatchewan and all of Canada love football a lot. I don't think Ottawa people and some Eastern people realize how much Canadians as a whole love that game. And now it's a part of their fiber again. How about
Ottawa? Okay, we're done. Thank you, Frenzy. We'll continue the discussion into Hour 2 on Facebook Live. Mark DeNoble will be joining us, the Executive Director of the Canadian Football Hall of Fame. We'll see you Monday at 10 a.m. For the rest of you, stay tuned for Cash Cab.
While there's smoke, there's fire.
I've chased adrenaline my entire life. But I'm talking fourth quarter, monster hit, crowd losing it. Nothing beats the energy of a rush game.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs. Since 1989.
Nat, what are the top five reasons people come to Suds?
Number five, our advanced technology protects your finish and keeps your car clean longer. Number four, we knock off the snow and ice and towel dry to prevent freeze up. Number three, our famous Suds Ultimate thoroughly cleans your car's interior. Number two, you never need an appointment and you get a showroom shine. And the number one reason, we treat our customers like family.
Treat yourself and your car to a Suds full-service car wash.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards, they're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
He's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show. Tune in live Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to noon, to catch the show live and be a part of the action. Take control by commenting live and sharing the show with your friends. For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.